day that you see your mum. The only reason I gave birth to you is just in case he died. But unfortunately for you, you live in the age of modern marvels. So King Charles might be the last king. He might live forever at this point. So, Andrew, sorry to say, but you're just going to hang around a bunch of weird pedos and we'll see what happens.
But what was his, like, what was he going to get? Like, isn't it going to one of his kids? The king's kids is going to be the next king.
Oh, yeah, there is no, well, he's got no title, so he can't, but there is no way Prince Andrew would ever sit on the throne because it would go to a baby before it went to him.
Yeah. But, like, this doesn't...
King George is going to be
three
after
or four
William.
Generations down the line, huh?
King George will be after Prince William.
King George. Yeah,
well, King George means the little child whose name is George, but day he will
so
be
many
King
Georges.
George. Yeah.
But, like, haven't you rinsed that name enough?
But doesn't it... But it's practically his life.
Come on. Very underutilized word on the English throne. Henry. Where's the
Henry? Name? Yeah, all right, yeah, fair.
I think, by the way, Harry's kid is called Henry, I think.
Poor
Harry's
Harry.
Called Henry.
Yeah, I think so.
What does Harry
Sucking
do?
Henry.
What does Harry do?
Dude, nothing.
So
he just
useless. A spare of a spare of a spare.
Poor Harry. All he does is, miss, he does an interview where he shits on his dad.
Yeah, for money.
Gets, like, $3-4 million.
So they don't talk.
Then slowly wastes that money for 8-9 months until he runs out, and then he's like, "Oh, did I also tell you he was a dick?"
Oh my god! So do they even talk?
No. Apparently,
because
Harry wants to make amends with Charles and wants to talk to him. Yeah, Dad. And Dad doesn't want to speak to him.
Good.
Because in the internal news is the dad saying, "I don't trust that motherfucker anymore."
Oh, of course. That's so. It's very sad.
Nah, it's not. Harry's a dick. I hate him.
He is a dick, but it's very sad.
Why is it sad?
It's just sad when families...
to be the pariah. I don't even know who's listening to Harry and who's a fan of that guy.
I don't know. No one. Probably no one. But, like,
because you have to keep in mind the reason why Harry was pissed, like his whole entire stuff about, like, there's someone in my family who's a racist. Do you remember that shit?
Yeah,
Meghan was the one.
Yeah.
So this entire episode broke because Meghan said that someone in the royal family is racist, and they would come to me and say, "Do you think the kid's going to be black or white?" That created a shitstorm. The Queen was still alive then. That was like the beginning of the. He was talking about Prince Charles, like King Charles. Sorry, King.
All right,
dude. King Charles says weird shit all the time. I've seen old videos of his where, like, Lady Diana is holding fucking young Prince William in her arm, and Charles is just like. That looks like a dumb kid.
That's funny, dude.
And you know what Diana says? Like old men.
Very.
Man, I'll tell you.
That's funnier. That's like a...
Yeah, he's Prince Philip's son. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Exactly the same stuff. I don't know why anybody is outraged by this. I like the fact that... I like King Charles. I've always liked him. I thought that he's...
That's the king, right?
That's why I said King Charles.
Okay, no, I'm just checking.
What did you think?
I don't know. There's so many kings. Or is there just
what
one
are you
king?
Being like, I don't know. Are you talking about the King of Saudi Arabia?
I'm just throwing. King? You're throwing around all these names like George, Harry, Charles. Don't forget Ben. He's a good king. I just kind of don't follow.
Can't keep tabs.
No,
I can't. You can't keep tabs of the guy that is literally staring at you in the face every time you check out at Woolies.
Can you just say the king?
I can.
Okay, thank you. That'll just clear things up.
Which king?
Do you not know that it's King Charles?
Well, now I do. I know.
You know before?
I knew, but, like, I don't know. Okay, the other
guy. You do know Queen Elizabeth is dead.
Yeah, I know that. I don't know who the pedophile is.
He's like, I know, Queen Victoria.
Well, that's not a king.
So what was his title?
He was the spare. He was always Prince William.
Yes, exactly.
So he would remain until he died.
That's what I'm saying.
Whose title are you asking?
I know, I'm just saying the guy.
He's the... The Duke of Cambridge.
York.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, his title's inconsequential.
Duke of Windsor? No.
No, that would be
that's
Charles.
I'm just saying, the guy that got stripped of his title, it's not going to... It seems like it doesn't practically change anything.
Oh, no,
life.
It does. I think you stop getting paid.
Oh, snap.
No, it does change.
What does it do? What, the money?
Yeah, he's the Duke of Cambridge, Earl of Stratham, Baron of Carrickfergus. He's the Duke of Cambridge. That's his official thing.
Man, you know what's really, I finally figured out what the monarchy does now.
It's just it's like tourism, right? And
what do you guys think the role of the monarchy is?
Philanthropy, nationalism, like being like tying us to the country together, and tourism, right?
Yeah,
brings in. That's it.
I think it's just like someone that can motivate the population, I suppose. That's their only purpose at this point, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, like, I honestly think that all four of those roles are perfectly valid. And I think that every country should have one, frankly. I think that the French
like
should bring
the royals.
Back their bourbons or whatever. They should all bring them back.
I like the royals. I like the royals. It's like, I like the pageantry of it and the...
Pageantry's great.
Yeah.
But he's right. Like, it does raise a lot of money in tourism.
Heaps.
The fact that they do own so much land and they give it away philanthropically.
Yes.
There's a lot of aristocrats in England that don't do
that. Do they give their land philanthropically or is it just money?
The money that's produced off their land.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's a
probably
really
why
good
there's
thing.
So many public parks in London, to be honest. It's
well, like, they would have allotted those back in the day.
Right.
But the main thing that I thought was very good about the king that. Because, I don't know, I was reading a book about it and being like, what is the modern monarchy? What's its actual purpose? There's two things that it does that is really good. The first thing is it sort of coordinates the efforts of Britain in the philanthropic space. This is another reason why. This is a very interesting point about the monarchy. I didn't know this, but they don't like Tories, man.
Really?
They don't like the party that is for them.
That's...
Haven't liked them since the 80s.
Can't be true.
No, it's true.
Really?
There is a letter... from Prince Charles to Margaret Thatcher back in the day, and Prince Charles was saying, in no uncertain terms, you're fucking up England. Like, you are going
Whoa.
To make England a worse place.
Wow.
Back then, in the 80s.
With
he was
Thatcher?
Saying that to Thatcher.
Oh, my.
King Charles' name right. should be Prophet Charles.
Prophet Charles.
That's really...
Prophet Charles.
That's crazy.
He was so on the money.
That's amazing.
And so he's done that. He's coordinated a lot of efforts behind both closed doors and publicly.
Climate
towards
change.
Coordinating climate change.
Yeah,
but not just that. Huge nature reserves. Bringing back species from the brink of extinction.
Wow.
But this is just one area that they do it in. There's a bunch of charities.
I didn't
that they
know that.
Kind of coordinate. And there's always these funds that they give out to any scientist that has some... quirky idea, this may work out, this might not work out, doesn't really qualify for a government grant. The other thing is that, like, because it's England, they're constantly cutting back on social services, so the monarchy fills that gap.
Right.
A lot of the wealth that is allocated to them.
Right.
And they keep a lot of these systems going.
That's crazy.
But how convenient that you skip the part where they lose the titles because of accusations of pedophilia. What about that?
I mean, look.
That's reverse philanthropy in my book.
Getting rid of the titles or him just existing?
Just him existing and
him
doing
existing.
Bad shit for the world. That's reverse.
Yeah, but there has to be
there
has to be one pedophile prince or whatever he is. Let him piss him off.
No, you can't say that.
No, no, he's been stripped of his title, so who cares? Like, let him just...
No, but he's still saying that this is a hit job.
but
he's
dude,
not admitting to it. And now the evidence is, like, overwhelming.
Yeah, but dude, like, he's not going to have to get a job in a greasy spoon. He's not going to have to sell jellied eels.
I wonder what he's going to do.
He'll be fine.
But where's his money going to come
from? He'll start a podcast.
Hey, Epstein's dead. His mum's dead. I don't know. That man's screwed.
Dude,
I think too.
I think he has enough wealth for, like, generations.
Actually, that's not true. A lot of
his...
Yeah, but your titles, you lose a lot of your inheritance, actually.
So what you really think is going to be, like, in a greasy spoon, being like...
No,
big
I don't
breakfast,
think that
bubble and squeak.
Nah, but he'll
no,
have
no,
to
he
do...
be doing a big breakfast challenge to try and... I haven't eaten four breakfasts in a row. I'm shaving it.
How good are those?
I predict that in a matter of months.
Good is not word that comes along.
I predict that in a matter of
great,
months.
Great. It's definitely great.
He's going to do a full doco of Prince Andrew. His sword reveals it all. And he's going to charge like a couple of $1 million for it.
Right.
He's going to have to live off that. And he's probably not used to living off a couple of million. This is the same thing with
Boo.
Harry. Harry's always, I'm so poor. How much are you getting? 20 million a year.
Oh, my God.
It's hard.
It's a tough life.
It's a tough life.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know, man. I think that the monarchy, it's a pretty good office. The other thing that's really good about it is the fact that it is an institution that's been around for 1,000 years. So there is many documented cases of prime ministers going up to the queen or king at the time, whichever it was, and saying, what do I do?
Yep.
I need some guidance.
Yeah, it's like...
And they do advise.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with everything except that those sausage fingers that Charles has, they freak me out too.
They
I don't trust
out.
A man
Why
that has those
so
fingers.
Much
doesn't he have cancer?
Yeah, but he's also king, so I assume that his kingly genetics will beat it.
You reckon?
Probably.
Okay.
Dude, I think
if
they're
not
all...
that, then the fact that he is God's appointee...
I also... I think that their immunity
the
is weaker than the average person.
No, miss. Missed this. There's a lot that you have checked out on with your extensive study of Speed Racer. It seems that you've missed out on, I think, 500 or 600 years of British history.
Extensive study of Speed Racer. That's how it works. Speed Racer goes in and old information goes out.
Hey, did you guys hear about the heist at the Louvre Gallery?
No.
Oh, my God. This is insane.
Hey, we still got to do the memes.
This is like money heist thing. Where these guys, four guys, they went to Louvre. They conducted a heist. In 7 minutes, they took treasures that they can't put a price to it because they're invaluable. Like, they're too much to even have a number for them.
Whatever they sell them for, it's going to be a
The rip. Old, like, the French royalties, like... Like, there's crowns that have 57 of the most expensive diamonds crusted on it.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. They even, like, while they were running, someone dropped Napoleon's, like, crown, which is also worth, like, billions. What the heck? And he looked at it and was like, it's too late, guys.
Right away. We've got enough crowns. Wait, they got away with it.
Crown. They pulled it off in 7 minutes.
It was France?
In France. So what these guys do is they get one of those, like, this is the stuff that we know because you could see it from the outside. Like, they get one of those, like, electric lift ladders, the ones that go up, like firefighters and stuff use them. They go in, they park it right in front of the place. They all climb up the ladder. They have access.
Old school stage.
The glass thing that it was protected in, they manage to, like, use these grinders or whatever, and they access it in 6 minutes. What? And I think 7.5 minutes. Heist done. They all get into like their super fast electric moped scooters or whatever, and gone. Now the French authority, the entire French government is on it because of like what was they've stolen because they're afraid that if these guys might
sell it.
No, not sell it. If they sell it, it's easy because they can get on. They're afraid that they're gonna melt it.
Yeah, they would. They'd melt it.
Don't melt.
No, they would though because there's no other way you could move it.
Surely there's private collectors that want King Louis XVI's crown.
Experts are saying that these guys are obviously professionals. They've been wrecking this area for a while, and they know what these things are worth. And if they've stolen it, they have their plans of how to adequately. So they're like, if they are going to melt it, they already have people that are going to do it.
You know what's crazy?
The French authorities are saying, like, basically, we've got 1 week. If we can find it in 1 week, we can probably recover it. If not, then we're screwed. And this is the first robbery in Louvre in the last 100 years.
Oh, what was the last one?
I think Mona Lisa. They stole Mona Lisa.
They did it.
100 years ago.
Well, that's why Mona Lisa is so famous. Do you know why Mona Lisa is like the most famous painting?
Because of that.
Because someone stole it. Some Italian dude stole it. He stole it, and then it was missing for, like, years until it was recovered again. But because there was so much media hype around the stolen Da Vinci, blah, 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 it became the Mona Lisa of today.
Oh, right. I thought it was because it followed you around the room that it was famous, but I'm sure there's other paintings.
No. Apparently it's not his best work either.
Yeah, probably not, yeah. If you did melt it down, it would devalue by, like, so much, though.
The value of the gold.
Yeah.
It's not even the value of the gold.
$5,000. Yeah.
They don't even care about the gold. There's like immeasurable amounts of like diamonds on them.
Yeah, so they're afraid they're going to cut out the diamonds
and then they're going to re-cut them, size them.
Right.
And man, okay, it might not be worth like hundreds of billions or trillions of what it actually is, like in terms of sentimental value of like, this is literally the last remains of the French monarchy. But they're still just in its raw self. They're still worth like hundreds of millions to billions because these diamonds are invaluable.
Yeah,
on their own without the significance of what they are.
Yeah,
so they. It's pretty insane.
That is
very
insane.
Very sad.
Is France like a crime-ridden hellhole now or something?
Well, evidently.
Well, I don't know if it's crazy. Dude,
can't
these guys
have people stealing stuff out of the Louvre. It's crazy. It's too movie-like to not say that it's not crime.
Yeah. But apparently, Paris is like hell sketchy now. But I don't know.
But don't you think
all cities?
Isn't there a part of you that hears about heists like this.
Yeah, you like it. It's cool.
Damn, I'm glad they got away
with it. That's a fun one.
Yeah, true.
It's fun.
It's true.
It's like Brad Pitt and George Clooney really pulled this one off.
It's sexy. It's a sexy, like stealing people's phones on the streets of London, not so sexy.
Yeah, dude, that's screw that. That's I hate you, dude. If you can pull off a heist and steal Napoleon's, that's something like, they should make a movie about this, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing they got away with it.
Gone in 7 minutes.
It's very James Bondy, I suppose. Like, pretty cool. I'd do it. What a rush.
Man, not to shatter your dreams, but I think that you would have to be training for that your entire life.
I reckon I'd be a good getaway driver.
Okay.
You don't think so?
He's like baby driver.
It's about speed racing. It.
I've wanted to be
I could do that.
That's not true. I've thought about getaway driving for many years.
Yes. As we all know, thinking is the same as having skills.
You don't think I can drive?
You can drive, but yes, this is sort of the same thing as F1. They're just going around in a circle. I mean, could do that.
I'm not saying I could do that.
But you could be a getaway driver. I think it's even more. Okay,
let me say this. Are you doing the memes? If I emailed, there's two emails. If I trained, give me this. If I trained, like doing track, like driving around tracks for like a year or two, don't you reckon I could be up for it?
I don't think that you can do that by track driving. You have to do it by doing heists.
Track driving wouldn't hurt.
Build yourself up. It's a very different type of driving.
It is, but it's a car.
Yes, that's true.
I'm good at...
In the same way that, I suppose, an accordion is an instrument and also a display case piece.
Do you think we'd be on equal levels right now?
What?
To getaway drivers?
No, you would absolutely blitz me, but you are versing a man that is half... So you're really sitting there and saying I would be better than a disabled person.
I'm just saying I've got tapped potential there. There's something I could tap into, but also...
I think you're beyond the bend. I reckon to be a good 22. Getaway driver, 28.
Yeah, 28, true.
Your reflexes have to be superb. Then again, maybe it's nowhere near as glamorous and anyone could do it. You could get into a cab.
I mean, really, look, getaway driving, apart from the driving of skill, would be more about... what like Merrick Watts did in that like from that like Marines show, like not cracking under pressure would be the biggest part of it. Like a good Marine, you know what I mean? Like holding your nerves together and not letting that come out. That would probably be the biggest part of it.
Yeah, means thousands of hours of practice. And that means putting yourself in high pressure situations, which means doing a bunch of small silly heists.
Yeah,
that'd be the way to build it up.
Yeah, true. Well, we'll put it in the pipes.
And again. Maybe it doesn't even exist and it's all a myth. Maybe there's no such thing as a getaway driver.
To be honest, now with, as Ali was saying, like electric bikes, they're kind of not necessary. Cars are bulky. Electric bikes can just zip around everywhere. They don't make a noise. That's probably the way to do it.
Yeah. I don't have that charge.
Have you seen Die Hard 2 or 3?
No, I don't think I've seen Die Hard 1, let alone
3. Okay, so I think it's either 2 or 3. And it's so ridiculous. They did this full movie. It was like way worse writing than the original ones or one. And somehow they rob a giant bank in Manhattan, shut down Manhattan, and then like escape through giant underground railroad systems in New York. It's like so unbelievable. And they're so relaxed about it. And it just, you know, it happened over 2 days. Then they're all German, of course. It's like, let's go. Like... I miss that those days. I'm not saying that could be done, but I miss when that might have even been in the realm of possibility, you know?
Hey, boys, are you ready for the memes? The meme react?
Wait, we need headphones.
Yeah, take these.
What about you?
It's okay. Well,
headphones.
Can you hear? I don't know, because I didn't attach the headphones.
I've seen them. I don't need them.
All right, so I'll just put them on, but I'll...
There should be, I think, 6 of them. This is from our friend.
There's 5 of them.
5, sorry. Five.
It's a Dukin.
All right. Wait, actually, I'll just increase the volume.
This is from our friend Vish.
Vish is a legend.
He's made so many, but
I think
Vish, the only good listener.
it's so intense. One person.
One guy.
All right.
Oh,
Just use this with it.
Is it working?
Is it working? Okay.
Do it again. Do it again.
Nah, it's
no, okay.
But that's pretty funny, right?
Yeah.
You know the backstory of that? You remember that?
Yes.
I don't remember the backstory.
My ex, like, texted
me. Oh, that's right. Now
yeah,
I remember.
She texted contact in a year. She texted me, and I was just like, oh, and like, you know, she's probably wanting to say how I'm doing and everything. And she's like, hi. And I'm like, hey, how are you? She's like, good. But kicking you off the family Spotify, we can't have you on anymore. I'm just like, geez, just when Team's new album's coming.
I mean, there's always a new album release. But it's mildly big.
All right.
Back to work. The boss is here. Back to work, everybody. Back to work. Back to work. You guys are sleeping on the job. Back to work. I'm the boss. Who's the manager? You're fired. You're hired. You're fired. I can do this. Back to work. The boss is here. Back to work, everybody.
Any context, that is also my previous place of employment. The idea of me.
Employment. Employer.
Employer,
that
sorry.
That was him. He was the Ronald McDonald of General
Defense
Operation Chief.
Misla was employed by a Greek lady.
Yeah, let's be
and
real.
And we kicked
let's
him
be,
off of the Spotify.
Let's be real. Let's be real.
All right.
All true. Eerily accurate.
Doggo.
Sorry, the text for that. Also accurate.
I forgot that people listen to us as well. We should have probably read these out. But anyways, watch them on YouTube if you must. Our last one. This one says, Ali, when it's time to stay up late and rip cones to join me.
Oh, this is so good.
Oh my God, you have no idea how true this is. This is way too true. This is exactly how it goes.
Very good. Very good.
Dude, every time.
But the big question is, what cartoon was that again?
I don't know.
That was Dexter's? No, Dexter's Lab.
Maybe Dexter's Lab.
Yeah, one of those two.
Yeah, Dexter's Lab.
All true.
So funny.
Each meme truer than the last.
The Pingu ones get me every
the
time.
The last one is like way more accurate than you know.
Oh, like, bitch. Dude, keep him coming.
Wait for her to fall asleep before I'm like, John Mearsheimer's waiting for me downstairs, honey.
Who is he?
He's the guy who's like, well, from Israel's perspective, they want the area clear. But from Palestinian perspective, they want to stay there.
I love the idea of Ali ripping bongs and watching some fucking no-name guy. I love it.
He's not no-name, dude. He's like one of the most famous intellectuals on Earth right now.
On Earth.
Hey. He's no speed racer, right?
Anyways, thank you, everyone, for joining us for this episode.
We'll have more of those. We'll have more of those.
We'll have more with Miss Love. Jordan's going to be away, but we'll see you guys, Miss Love and myself, soon enough. Bye-bye. Right. Take care.